For WNPR News, I'm Frankie Graziano. Two Connecticut losers will race down the ice for Team USA this February. They qualified earlier this month for the 23rd Olympic Winter Games in Pyeongchang, South Korea.
I am Emily Sweeney, and I will be racing in women's luge.
The 24-year-old from Suffield says she'll need her entire body to be on point if she wants to succeed in her first Olympic Games.
With luge, we steer with every part of our body, really. Our sleds are very reactive to ourselves, so you'll see our legs kind of scissor a little bit, and that helps scissor the sled to help kind of one edge dig in and push yourself over to the other side.
Called the fastest sport on ice, losers lay on their back with their feet pointing toward an icy downhill slope that's about a mile long, going in excess of 80 miles per hour. Sweeney has been able to run the Pyeongchang track twice so far. She says the first time she ran it, the difficult curb combinations forced her to hit the walls of the track more than ever. Ridgefield native Tucker West has also run Pyeongchang twice. He says he likes to get off to a fast start and that the relatively flat top of the track will help him do just that. But navigating the winding slope could give losers trouble.
The curve 9 to 12 transition is very, very difficult. In the test event, we saw that take out many sliders.
4 years ago, West finished 22nd in Sochi. At that time, he was 18 and the youngest ever male to represent the U.S. in a Winter Olympiad. This time around, he says, he's feeling pretty good.
I am confident in the training that I put in over the summertime, so I know that come race day, if I'm healthy, I'll have one of the fastest starts out there.
Both athletes overcame a grueling qualification campaign that involved 5 World Cup events in just a month. They'll have 4 more to run before they get to Pyeongchang. Frankie Graziano, WNPR News.